Hi, my name is Sina, and I am, I just turned 51 last week, and today is, I don't even know the date, July something, and I'm at the Annenberg space for photography, and I'm here to tell you a little story that means a lot to me. So I am born to Indian immigrants, and I've always lived in a very white community, and which has its own issues. But then I ended up going to Kutztown University in Pennsylvania, and it was a majority a white university at the time, and in 1986, and but there was a small pocket of African Americans, and nobody really knew where to put me. I would hang out with my white friends, but I was like everybody's buddy. None of the white guys wanted to hang out with me, but they wanted to hook up with my roommates. And then the African American community really did not know what to do with me because I was Indian. So I really had this kind of, and I'm young, and I'm, you know, 18 years old. I really didn't know where I fit in. I'm just trying to figure it out myself, let alone everybody else trying to figure out where to put me. So, but there was there was moments where the African American women just made me feel small and unwelcome. And, you know, much of the African-American men, you know, dated me, and I dated them, and they liked me and thought I was pretty. And, but, you know, I wasn't a black woman. And so I was kind of this weird, you know, I'm invading some, you know, private sector that I just was truly not welcome. So I had these women that prank calls to my room, and, you know, I would walk into the cafeteria and they would hold their knives at me, and it was like, I'm just trying to figure it out. And I'm like, don't be mad at me, don't be a hater, you know, when we didn't say that back then. But that's kind of what was going in my head. And so I ended up in summer school, and that's even, you know, everybody's all in one building, and it was like I couldn't really hide. But I remember walking out one day and at the elevator, and I pressed the button, and this girl walks up, and I knew her name was Jackie, and she's an African-American woman, and she was always so pretty. She had these gorgeous braids, and much like the other African women there, they're all just stunningly beautiful. I just always felt like I couldn't match up to their beauty, but she stood out for me. She just had this bright smile, and she was just very artsy. And I remember she turned to me. It was just me and her at the elevator, and I'm kind of like nervous because I just know. I'm just in my head. I'm like, every African American woman hates me. And so she turned to me and I said, or she said, hey, going to the movies Friday night, you want to join us? And I knew us meant a bunch of African American women. And I don't know, I set my fear aside and I said, yes, I am going to go. I said yes, but in my head I was like, yes, I'm going to go with her, and I'm just going to use her. I'm just going to stand by her side no matter who else is joining us. I'm just going to stay by her side because this was the kindest, nicest gesture that I have experienced at this moment in my life at this particular school. And so I was like, yes, I'll go. And Friday night came, and I met her, and she introduced me to everybody else, and everybody else had that look like, why is she here? But Jackie didn't say anything, I didn't say anything, I was just like, hi, and kept going. We went to see a movie, probably got a bite to eat afterwards, and that was it. But that was a moment that I will never, never forget, that kindness. Oh my gosh, I'm like tearing up as I tell the story. And so the story doesn't end here. Fast forward to, I'm going to say 1997. I am now living in Baltimore, Maryland, and I'm living at Park Place and in Bolton Hill, and it's right across the Maryland Institute of Art, and they have this annual summer festival called Artscape, and I loved that it was right outside my apartment, and so I, as every year, I went. But that year, I went as I do, and I'm walking along the streets, and I see a very familiar face, and it's Jackie. Same braids, same smile, same bright eyes, same artsy chickie that I remember. And I had a conversation with God, and he's like, here's your opportunity to thank somebody that helped you, that helped you along. And so I walked up to her, and I was like, Jackie? And she turned around. Oh my gosh, Sina? I'm like, yes, it's me. And just like, oh, you know, we're doing our usual catch up, and you know, I'm just like nervous because I'm like, this is my only chance, right? This is my only opportunity, and you know, I could see like the conversation's kind of coming to an end after 10 minutes. It's like, okay, you know, she wants to go her way, I want to go my way, and she, I said, Jackie, I have to tell you something before we part. And I tell her the whole story. And I just say, I have to thank you. I have to thank you for, I'm grabbing a tissue right now as I tell this story. Oh gosh, this StoryCorps was very smart to bring tissues, to provide tissues. So I, you know, I just got to thank her. And she's like, oh my gosh, it was such a small gesture, but oh, so remembered. I tell a story to everybody, and now I get to tell StoryCorps, and I get to tell the story till my dying day. And so many people just need to feel accepted and loved, and I know what that's like. So that is my story of kindness and a woman named Jackie.